Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Pum cash, pump a pum cash. Pum cash, pump a pum cash. Boom cash, boom cash. She's psycho. Boom cash, pump, boom cash.
Yeah.
Boom cash, pump, boom cash.
I gotta feel it.
Boom cash, pump, boom cash.
And I'm about to. It ain't nothing like sweet. Oh my.
Boom cash.
Word to the DJ Quick. I like an old nasty trifling bitch like Mama Jones, cause she foul with it. She just an old black lady with a dirty mouth. She really act like she from the south, but she not though. She an uptown hoe, and she done been that way. She never sold. She been fast all her life. Just trash.
Respect me. I'm physiotic. I'm a psychotic. Beep, 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 beep.
What is this?
Okay, so welcome to the friend zone really fast. That was a throwback titled Pum Cash from the notorious Mama Jones. The original Love and Hip Hop.
Jim Jones' mama.
That's
oh
right.
Oh my God, I remember the t-shirt.
Of the original.
And
oh,
then
remember
she
the
like
tattoo?
Spelled it wrong or something?
Yep, psychotic. Was spelled like physiotic.
And Chrissy and her mole said, hey, you spelled it wrong. You spelled it wrong.
Chrissy
wrong,
looking
wrong,
at all wrong. The signage and
everything Chrissy say echo because of that mole on her face. They both be talking.
Chrissy like that.
That.
So you saying I got a mole now?
No.
Well, I do have one in my hand. No, I'm just
so
kidding. That was real fucked up. Why did I play along? But to get back to
don't,
it, welcome
don't mole
to the
shame, you guys.
Chrissy and her mole is the Wayans brothers. See. We happy.
Not I feel like I can't even welcome y'all to the friend zone because it's like welcome y'all to the ableism or whatever.
To the ableism.
Somebody sent me a link for an ableist t-shirt. Don't play with me. I will wear it.
Well, don't send
an
the link. Send, if you're gonna
t-shirt?
Send some, send the shirt.
It was a, right. It was a link.
Would it have like the actual words
was,
to not use?
It said ableist and some real cute lettering. But the story behind the shirt was completely different than one might expect if they saw it on the street.
So like what?
So I was gonna just let people run with that and see what they were gonna say and do. But I had to say that little part. Anyway, back to it. One and two. Welcome to the friend zone. I am your new host, DJ 12 Nest Quick. And 12, we're going to make this quick.
This is DJ Envy.
Because I really want to get through this first part so we can get to the next part because it's my favorite part.
I'm DJ Belly Button. What it do?
DJ Belly
DJ
Button.
DJ Belly Button.
Okay, DJ 12 Quick, DJ Belly Button.
Who are you, friend?
DJ Lemonade.
Ooh.
That'll set
that's
up
the part,
today's show.
That's the part that I'm waiting for. Don't start. I will get up and walk out of this room. Immediately.
Immediately. That always makes me think of Lloyd. I don't know why.
Because he said that on Stop.
Is that
wait a minute. The way you move that girl, you done got my heart all in it. And I just want to be with you tonight.
You know I love Lloyd.
I love that song.
Reporting live
so
from Atlanta,
talented.
Georgia. Decatur Where It's Greater.
Oh,
and you know what? I actually really like the original version with Tango Red on it. Versus the one with Lil Wayne, which is the one that everybody else knows. But that might be an Atlanta
Tango
thing.
Red?
That's definitely regional.
Some nobody rapper, but that was cool.
Oh,
and I miss you, Lloyd. You should come back to the game.
Right.
He should have never cut his hair. Like, he looked like Bruno Mars now.
He cut his hair?
Yeah, he cut his hair.
Well, I think it should have grown back by now.
I hope so.
Because when he did cut it, he came out with some song like I Miss the Pussy or Get the Pussy Back or some shit.
No.
And then Andre 3000 was the cat in the video.
He cut his hair. He looked like.
I'll forgive him. Come back, Lloyd. Come back to the
game. He looked like Lucius Lawyer on Empire. You seen that old dirty ass lawyer Lucius?
You thought Lloyd's gonna walk up to you and say something in a cheap suit?
Yeah. Hey, and call you a jive turkey.
hey, what's going on there?
What's shaking, jive
how
turkey?
Now, brown cow?
You a jive turkey, sucker. That's what he looked. That's how Lloyd old face ass. Oh, Lloyd always did.
Oh my God, don't
ass,
read Lloyd.
Totem pole ass face. Look, old carved
really,
ass
I
face.
Long story
look, when he
short,
cut his hair, you should see
I
him.
Hope you paid your dancers or
did
whatever that was.
Okay,
now his music was the shit.
Did he say 5'2" or fine two in that
fine
song?
5'2". I know for a fact he said fine
these
two
are
because
like urban legends
oh
at this point.
But my argument has always been this. Why would he bring reference to somebody being short like him? Like, obviously, he don't want
what?
Nobody to draw attention to him being so short. So why would he sing a song about somebody else being 5'2"? Because the first thing you think of is like, oh, y'all perpendicular. You know what I'm saying? Y'all parallel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
only Dustin.
No. So I believe that he said, she's fine. Like, he's saying the other girl is fine in addition to you being fine, but I want you.
Right. Fine, too, but I want you. Unless he's saying 5'2", but I want your 6'7" ass. Like, no, I don't know.
Right. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's saying... like, why would I want another short
Maybe
hoe?
He switches like, it. Like,
she's 5'2".
Like, maybe every other one. Like, maybe the first one is fine, and then the one after is 5'2". And, like, he does it after every
that's
other.
That's music homework for today.
That is.
Did he say?
Okay, so wait. So the homework is listen to Lloyd's You featuring Lil Wayne. And if you feel like Googling, look up Tango Red, too. But you don't have to.
Song.
You don't got to do that part. But also look up the remix with Andre 3000 on it.
Yes, oh my God.
Because that was a vibe. That was a whole little
way. It was great. Oh, remember Player's Prayer? Girl, I'm sorry. Oh, that was a jam.
Oh my God.
We're such old people. We're like, ooh.
That Lloyd,
I was just playing with them girls. I was going to get right back.
I was
going
to get right back.
I was tripping. Your love is where it's at.
You know how many times I've seen that as an IG caption?
And look, Lloyd had a word for the niggas, I will say. The song was called Player's Prayer, so...
Lord.
Oh, that was back when, like, Jay Holiday was hitting.
Oh, bad.
Okay, we got to get to the show. Look.
Don't get us talking about
music. I already told y'all welcome, so we're just going to skip to Dustin's part.
I told y'all I just signed up for Tidal recently, and now my obsession is making playlists.
That's why I was obsessed with Spotify.
Oh, my God. Literally, I spent so many hours. I was like, what are you doing?
What can I add? What fits
I
right
made
after
so
this?
Many playlists from different times of my life. You know how fun that was? Actually, I suggest people do this. It's such a nice...
Is this your wellness segment?
It should be, right? It's like a pre-wellness segment. No, seriously, I just... All the different chapters of my life, like high school, college, certain relationships, certain eras, like different parts I lived in, I'd make playlists, and it's so fun to kind of like go in and out of each one. It's just nostalgic. Feels
yes,
and it feels
it
really nice when
it
you're
is.
Like cleaning the house and you... open the window and the breeze and then you put your playlist.
Songs you used to put on the CD you burn for songs to do
yes.
it too.
Yes. Oh, songs yeah. to do it too.
I used to do it to Breathe by Telepop Music all the time.
Another day.
Yeah. Because they would come on. It was like rap on there and stuff, but then that song would come on and it would just get real emotional.
That was a bomb-ass album.
Just Breathe.
I used to love... actually, I might get titled just to see your playlist.
To make a do
it
list.
You should.
I have Spotify already.
Can I make it like public?
Yeah,
no?
But are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, it's
you
not
wanna share,
like
you want to share all your like your mixer and mastery because I know you
yo,
got some
one
playlists.
Of my playlists has 200 songs on it, and it's called Summer.
And you know the words to
Summer
every song
in NYC because it's literally every song that makes me think of summer in New York.
That's how
oh, yeah, I want
even
that.
If the artist isn't from New York, but it's just the songs that yeah, like that feel, like even
that embodiment.
Freaking, I was laughing because I put it on shuffle and Bobby Valentino, Slow Down.
Slow down.
I was
oh,
like,
I
like songs like that.
Slow Down.
Yeah, both felt
that. I used to think I was so fine when
listen.
That song would come on.
And you know, at the very end, when he really think he's singing that shit. Bobby Valentino cannot like sing, but at the very end, when
well,
he think
yes,
he's doing
he can.
It.
Blackberry molasses.
He can, hell yeah.
One oh, of the my
don't
God.
Play
don't start.
Him. Don't play
okay.
Him.
But that's some bomb ass writing. You know, Bobby V ain't got the pen like that.
Oh. Okay, let's get off of our music because we'll never stop talking. So last week, last week's episode, I forgot what we discussed.
We talked about. Cosmetics, image, plastic surgery. Woo. Everybody talking about what have you heard of me? Lil Kim's face is like, now it look dirtily.
No.
And her hair look turtly.
Turtly.
It's like a shell.
Like Lisa
like it's
Turtle?
Got a smell. Like it's mold and asbestos as well.
No. You're I actually got Susie really sad about Lil Kim this weekend. We should dedicate a whole show to her one day because that is.
And make it the worst show
we
ever
did. Did you see the picture?
I've seen the pictures.
Man,
but...
broke my heart. Okay. So last week, we're a little bit all over the place, as you guys can tell today, but it's okay.
It's been a loopy day, so y'all
going to
get a loopy
day for all of us.
Episode.
So last week, we discussed cosmetic surgery. Thank you, Dustin, for the reminder.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed our experiences with wanting to change any of our body parts, our thoughts on our appearance, others' appearance, self-esteem. We touched on a lot of different layers. And you guys, as always, had a lot of really interesting things to say. So who wants to go first with their comment?
So this one comes from KSan7. Man, oh man, I've never commented on SoundCloud before, but one of my favorite things about this show, beyond the relaxed and honest dialogue on a myriad of relative and thought-provoking subjects, is the way that both Destin and Asante never let an opportunity to empower Fran go by. Francesca is such a gem and so humble, it's endearing, and it's so authentic. Destin and Asante are always wearing their Fran pins. They consistently let their friend know how beautiful and inspiring she is, and I find that so special. She wanted to say a little bit more, but you get the gist. Just had to go on ahead and take another opportunity to tell Fran how awesome she is, especially coming off of a birthday.
Yay!
Hope that you are having another age of beauty, because I don't see you getting any older. I don't see you looking any different. You look good, girl. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Just wanted to take that moment to say that.
Right. Happy birthday, Fran.
Thank
happy birthday,
you. Fran. I had an awesome birthday. And yes, I agree that Destin and Asante are definitely two amazing men to have as friends, because you guys are very empowering. So I'm glad that you guys can feel it through the airwaves.
Thank you, Fran.
Yeah.
Who stood out to you? Oh, and by the way, that was on SoundCloud. Who stood out to you, on Sir Destin?
I want to give a shout out to at the Chatterbox, THECHATTERB, the number 0X_. Her name is Kai, and she said, look at Destin. This is on Twitter, by the way, but y'all should have figured that part out by now. And so it says, look at Destin. I had the leg warmers, quote unquote, after my C-section when my daughter was born and wanted to cry. I don't know how you enjoyed it, only Destin.
Oh, because it hurts?
Yes, she said. Oh. So apparently, you know, after you pop one out, you know, the leg warmers really ain't what's happening. But when I had my surgery, they was all that. I'm telling you, it was like electric socks. You make me feel like electric feel. All along the Eastern Shore.
I love that song. Oh, I got to
put my leg warmers on my leg some more. Yeah.
Yo, speaking of Jim Jones. Remember he did that remix to Electric?
Yeah.
Like, what?
You ain't never
Jim
heard that?
Jones?
He was on the... I'm going to play that for you later. I promise
Please
you.
Please do.
I promise
on our
you,
way back uptown.
I promise you there was an Electric Feel remix with Jim Jones. I'm
Talk
not making that up.
Talk about the last person.
It's like when Avril Lavigne and Lil Mama did Boyfriend.
Yo, oh, and God. I actually have one more comment.
We need a music episode.
I remember that. And it was so stupid. Like... Why would they do that?
Little Mama right. and Avril Lavigne
oh
remix.
My God, I remember
you see,
that.
You remember that. If I remember the words to Jim Jones rapping Electric, you remember.
Yo, we need a music.
I ain't even on front though. That song, what was that song Little Mama just had out there everybody was making fun of?
Sausage.
Sausage. That shit used to be jamming low key. Like,
listen, her work remix was not half bad until she started singing. I don't know what she was talking about, but I was like, Little Mama got a little flow. But then she started singing. I was like, "Ooh,
I think
don't
she's
know
really
where
talented. She's just one of them people like you can't be friends with her because they just like try too hard. You know what I'm saying? But I think like the talent, like the way she like played left
her
eye,
energy too.
Right?
Like, ooh,
I'm gonna just always give Lil Mama a pass simply because she does it for the kids. Like the one thing about those videos, she's always got a bunch of dancers dancing their asses off, like she's you know trying to empower in that way. Outside of that, you know, I ain't trying to buy the records.
I think she's
or nothing,
talented.
So.
I just think she just, I don't know, it's just like a corny factor now.
Yeah.
That makes you take her, like, it takes the legitimacy of, I don't know, like, you just don't respect her as an artist. And it's a damn shame because she's really talented. I think the America's Best Dance Crew job was, like, a good look for her. Her mm-hmm. judging, she's
Definitely.
A great dancer. I think, like, she should stay in that lane. And just stop really, but you can't tell her to stop making music because it's like it comes to her. So I don't know.
Right.
Well, I just need to be some changes made. I mean,
Harlem, right? That's Harlem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just like her consistency. The fact that there are all these talented people out there and then Lil Mama's out here still putting out remixes like, Lil Mama, we don't need to hear you on a Panda remix.
but
she said I'm gonna do it and she did it. So
I saw a link that said Fab did a Panda remix.
Did he? Cash Dow, shout out to Cash Dow. Cash Dow murdered her.
I'm
Panda
curious.
Remix.
I gotta hear both. Panda.
Her pussy panda.
That's what she said.
Her pussy panda.
That's what she said. She said hers was fatter than a panda and she had a plug in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I got a plug in Atlanta. She was like, he buy me gifts, I call him Santa. Some mm-hmm. shit she said.
Did y'all see the meme of the panda beating up the other panda? And it was like, you got bras in Atlanta?
No.
Yo, meme culture takes me out
every
time.
The meme that took
time.
Me out was the meme of the panda cover artwork, but it was Hillary Clinton's face on the panda, and it said, pander, 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 pander. that shit, like,
that is
my
good.
Motherfucking
Oh, the Hillary Clinton one where she was holding lemonade, and she said, I too have been cheated on with a Becky with good hair.
They've been letting Hillary have it.
I was like, yo, y'all are just the, what? Okay, well, let's get back to the show.
Who is dressing Hillary, too? Who's dressing Hillary? She looked like a goddamn bellman the other day. She had on like a pantsuit. She and the jacket had a bunch of buttons. Like
did
she
literally
looked like a bellhop. I did.
You know what's crazy? This was the first time I had so many issues with voting, and then I was seeing all these articles saying that some shadiness was happening. Where like 126,000 New York voters, their registration was lost or tampered with. My name was like spelled wrong. Then I told the guy, like, I don't know if I can put this in with my name being spelled wrong. He was like, no, you have to send in some form. Mind you, I've been voting for how long now? And then I had to go to another location. And then from that, they were like, oh, just do like an absentee. Just shady. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is this?
Donald Trump. I guarantee you his fat finger ass has something to do with it. Donald Trump and them dirty ass Republicans
that
has
really
something to do with throwing
off
the vote. I guarantee you.
And even my mom said she felt really shady when she went to vote.
Like, I told you the lady
said. She said when the lady was like, oh, I'll take the thing. My mom was like, what? You don't take it? You let me put it into the machine.
You point to one, girl. That's all you're doing is pointing.
She said it was like awkward because the lady was like, I'll take it. And my mom's like, no.
The lady told me, she was like, well, be careful because this machine been acting funny all day. I said, so which one am I about to go to then? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know. This was probably the first time I've like witnessed firsthand the shadiness of elections, even though we know that it's all shady. But anyways, so Doomed on SoundCloud said, Fran, the episode that I mentioned on the Twilight Zone is called Eye of the Beholder. And the ending is that the surgery didn't take and she went to an island with other quote unquote deformed people. The title is The Moral, How Beauty Standards Are Dictated by Society. Sorry, I love the Twilight Zone. And that's so amazing to me because I totally got the ending wrong. I thought that the surgery did take and then, you know,
well,
she was just unhappy.
Well, your point still stood, though.
Right, yeah. No, but the thing is I haven't seen the episode since I was little. So I totally messed up the end. But it's crazy that I remembered that shit.
It's crazy that it still comes on or still around.
I know. And then I saw someone tweet that they had never heard of the Twilight Zone and started watching it. I'm like, wow, that's cool that you can. I wouldn't even know where to look for it.
I guess with the internet, of course, it has to.
True. Yeah.
I still can't watch that shit. I ain't.
It's creepy, but I loved weird shit like that. I
can't watch it.
I
have to go upstairs
creepy.
Or something. Like I'll be scared. So I'm gonna touch my legs.
I need to find out what year. Those of you that are into Twilight Zone, I mean, I could Google it. Obviously, what year that episode came out? Because I'm curious. How the hell I remember that?
Something stuck out
to
you.
Because that episode really messed me up. Those pig faces. I remember being little in my room. And being like, what the fuck is this? I had to be like 4. I swear to God. Yo.
You wouldn't have made it through something else. If you couldn't talk about.
Well, that's it for this week's recap session. So I'm glad that you guys connected to that episode of Twilight Zone. A lot of you said it was your favorite, too, and that it stood out to you from when you were little. So clearly that
scared the
episode
shit out of them
scared
too.
The shit out of all of us.
Some pig people. Hell yeah, that would scare the hell out of me, too.
So
that's
this
why
week,
I ain't watch Honey Boo Boo.
This is why some people...
Same thing. I ain't watch Honey Boo Boo for the same reasons, because it was the pig, it's the pig people! I couldn't do it,
turn
man.
It down.
Oh, God.
I couldn't do it.
Okay, woo. So this week's episode, we wanted to discuss... Something's already cracking up. We wanted to discuss Beyoncé's new project, Lemonade.
Beyoncé!
Not just as massive fans, but Beyonce. Also because we all felt that the project itself had a lot of layers to it. There's a lot to actually discuss and dissect and weave through. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. So let's dive right in. What did you guys think of Lemonade?
I love Lemonade. It's one of my favorite beverages, especially when the consistency is made perfectly. I think she gave the recipe at the very end of how to make lemonade.
She sure did with her Grandma Hattie.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm still laughing from before.
Just the pig?
But Beyonce has definitely done something. It's really just awakened a factor in Mia. And she just tops herself. When you really look at her work, all she does is really worry about her damn self. Which is what you're supposed to. And, and that's so admirable to me. I feel like a lot of people miss the mark there. And I know that I missed the mark there. So, like, to see someone compete so hard against herself, because when you see Lemonade and how it looks and how much she's evolved in the story, almost as like a continuation of Beyonce, but not like it's a different chapter, and an artist to be able to tell a story this way, it just really fucked me up. It kind of came out of nowhere and just really just woke something up. It stirred something in me. It was like, oh shit, like I'm worried about the wrong things. Like, I need to be worried about myself and like getting this shit going. And that's one thing I've always loved about Beyonce, and that's why I'm such a huge stan of hers. She always kind of, this is going to sound so Stanish, and I don't give a fuck. She just really always reminds me of things and awakens me to things. Like, the first time I saw her perform live was right before I moved to New York City.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen her perform live.
When you watch her perform live, it's a completely different experience.
I can imagine.
And for me, for the longest, I was not accepting my stanhood. I was like, oh, you know, I'm a fan of Beyonce, but, you know, I can't give everybody a stan card. I wasn't a stan of anybody, by the way. But I just was fans of everybody because it's music.
Yeah,
you know?
We love music.
But I watched her perform live right before I moved to New York City, and she woke some shit up in me, and I was hustling, and that's why I've been here ever since. But to watch this project dropped with no leaks, and then...
Yeah, that will forever blow my mind. Like, her zero team leaks, is...
Not even tease leaks.
Incredible.
The only...
And seeing all the cameos, the fact that their people didn't leak it, like, mm-hmm. How did she pull that off?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And then to see how some of the songs came together, like I was telling you, the song Hold Up, how it was a playoff of, like, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs connected with somebody... there's stories beyond stories on it. That's y'all homework to go read up on this shit, because I'm not going to give y'all all the tools. But, it was connected to the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, which was really important to me.
One of my favorite songs, too.
Maps, mine, too.
Yeah. Maps is... It's a legendary song.
Shout out to Karen O and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Right, that'll be the music homework. The second music homework of the episode.
Between
Maps by
between
Yeah
Lloyd
Yeah
and Karen.
Lloyd and Karen, we're a mess.
Key,
Lloyd would have killed the would have killed Maps.
He would have if he would have done it real. Listen, really, Tiny Desk NPR.
I'll say
he would
you'll
do.
Say. Lloyd would have fucked that up.
He
that
still
song,
could.
Man.
He still.
I gotta look it up. I haven't heard it in so long.
But yeah, there were just so many ties. It's really hard because I hate to I hate talking about Beyonce just because there are so many think pieces and nitpicks that people do. And I feel like she does things for herself, but it relates to everybody and resonates to everybody in different ways and in different parts of their lives. Like, some people had never been cheated on or never had a damn boyfriend and is sitting up here watching this shit like, damn, is my man cheating on me with no man? So to really, like, instill some shit like that into people... On the first go round, like, Beyonce's done tons of shit. I remember when Ring the Alarm came out and it was a big deal. So to watch this shit come out and it be a big deal in such a colossal way, it fucked me up. But it really woke some shit up inside of me. So I will always thank Beyonce for the lemonade.
Aw, what did you think, Sir Dustin?
First of all, it's a new Beyonce release, so that's a celebration in and of itself. It's like a national holiday type shit. Me and my sister hugged, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
when we
found
out the album was on Tidal, like that, like, it's, you know, it's a cross celebration. So
me and my sister
that.
Hugged. I really pictured it. Too.
Word,
it was that important. It's
and
an event.
So what was most impressive for me is the fact that Beyonce has been able to completely control her voice, right? She don't do no damn interviews. Mm-hmm. She don't do no press. She don't even perform on no talk show circuits, nothing. So when she puts out this product, this project rather, that is like loosely, you assume that it's loosely based or either tightly based on her personal life and her marriage, and it mirrors things that we've heard rumors about in the tabloids and shit. It's fascinating because it's like this is coming straight from her. So the part of us being able to interpret it is what is literally so much fun as a fan.
Right.
And I'm so grateful for that part because we don't get that a lot from artists. So her whole approach was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, the fact that she tied in, it was like the story of infidelity and how you process it and what you do about it afterwards in a relationship. And it was very real. It was very accurate and very reflective of like what that experience is like. But I like the fact that she tied in like the fact that that happens to a whole lot of black women. And so she made it like a part of the black woman experience. And then there was this whole like angle of the plight of the black woman. And I just felt like that gave some dignity to a pretty shitty situation. You know what I mean? When you looked at it in through that lens, I thought that was super dope. All the music is good. And another thing that I noticed was it's a totally different experience watching it versus listening to the album.
Yes.
The songs literally sound and feel different when you listen to it on the album.
Because there's a connection now.
Versus when you watch it. And it's much more, when you watch Lemonade, the film, a lot of people, and understandably so, were kind of like, okay, but what can we do with this music? You know what I mean? It's not right. danceable. It's not for the radio. Like, okay, great film, but like, how is this going to translate musically? Are these the songs, whatever? And when, yes, they are the damn songs, but when you listen to them on the album, they sound much more musical. You can hear mm-hmm. like the rhythms and the, you know, all that shit. You can definitely tell what could go to radio, what can't. So it's a totally different experience. Don't be turned off by the music just from the film. But I'm fucking with it. And it's Beyonce. So you out your mind if you think I'm finna say something negative. Like just on GP alone. Right. So, yeah. What say you, friend?
I loved it. I loved how it was so many different evolutions. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like you saw the part where I guess she was understanding the disappointment of expecting, of even expectations, period, of another human. And I could tell that these were stories that were weaved between her dad and her husband. Mm-hmm. So you see the scenes that were so deep, like when she jumped off, yep, was it a building? Yep, was it, yep, she yep. jumped off and then falls into water. And to me, even that is like a rebirth sequence where it's like this, you know, the water signifies like the womb and coming back into like a new phase of life, because the old you died from the impact, you know, of this new information you've received about what life really is. And it like shocked her almost into being a new version of Beyonce. And just that rite of passage as a woman, as a Black woman, like you were saying, like it's an paying homage to, not so much, I wouldn't say you pay homage to the difficulties, because that's not really something
just
to celebrate.
Recognition.
But yes, right. it's the
that
acknowledgement.
Acknowledging
like,
that we're all going through it. And I always say, you know, we should never bond in misery. But what I appreciated about it is that she didn't just leave you in the anger. Mm-hmm. She was like, okay, this is how we started out. And then she comes into the next scene where she's Oshun, which is the Orisha. And I definitely want to talk about that too. But it's an Orisha that is, it's an energy from like, you know, African deities that is known for sensuality and fertility and women and water. But it's also... Oshun is also known for suffering, like women. But she's a healer too.
So that's why that water came down them steps.
Right.
I wondered. I was like, damn, her feet gonna be sticking.
And even the color of the dress, the like yellow, like these are all tied
that fire
back
behind
to
her.
Right to Oshun. So that to me was really deep, because growing up, you know, I have Afro-Caribbean background, so Orishas is a tricky thing to talk about, because when you're little, you know, Christianity is like so pushed on you mm-hmm. from the outside world, but that's really like the colonizers that came and decided that that's what we should bow under. But we had all these amazing African religions and traditions that we got separated from, but a lot of different cultures maintain those traditions. And I was lucky to be in households where we maintained a lot of those traditions, but they almost felt taboo. You know, it was like you couldn't talk about these African traditions with the outside world, because it would be seen as devil worshiping, you know, like, so to see Beyonce, who's like a larger than life pop star, like paying homage to an African deity that I grew up, you know, so connected to in my life with my family and the women in my family and the faith, the spirituality, how we almost had this secret society of African religion. And then to see Beyonce tap into it, she did it in a subtle way, because if you didn't catch it, you didn't catch it. It was mainly for people who know the colors, the energy, what it represents, you know what I mean?
And see, I completely missed it.
And
I'm thinking, like,
yeah,
I
but
gotta
now
go
you
back
think,
and watch
and
it.
And now you think back and you'll see the connections, and even the scenes where she was wearing white and going in the water with the women. Like, these are all spiritual-based practices of, like, you know, cleansing and release and sacrifice. And just, it tied into the songs and the things that she's been through so well. So for me, it was like powerful, because she had, you know, these African religions she was paying homage to, and then you have the Deep South, you know, and then because that's like where her family's from, so you see that. And then Warsan Shire, who was the poet that was that basically did the whole adaptation.
Yeah.
She is she's amazing. She's this black woman from the UK. You know, it's just so many different. It's like the African diaspora. Like she covered all blackness, like all the different parts of it. So it was just so intricate and well weaved, if that makes sense.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, and to be honest, I've always been a huge Beyonce fan, but I never, and I know people are gonna kill me for saying this, I never viewed her as someone that had like a lot of depth with her music.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt like she knew it worked. She knows the game. I would never say she doesn't have depth as a person. I don't know her, but she knows the game. She knows it works. She knows she's gonna give you a hit. She's going to make you dance. She's going to give you a look, a tour. She knows what works.
Right.
So to see her break away from the expected and actually be like, we're going to talk about some real shit in this project. And even the imagery was like dark.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people being like, well, how you can't dance to this? Like what I'm, you know, like you were saying, Dustin, like what I'm going to do with this album? It's all depressing. But
mind
I felt
you,
like it was healing.
And she did, and what I didn't understand about that when people were saying like, how am I supposed to dance to this? I'm like, well, what did you watch? Because from what I saw, there was choreography all the way through.
Right.
Especially like in the Sorry video, the Sorry portion, which I love that song. But not only was Serena Williams, you know, doing just a beautiful dance that was very relatable.
That's a beautiful
Serena
dance. Right. She looked
okay, empowering as fuck. That was empowering, okay.
But it was like Beyonce was doing choreography when she was standing on top of that bus truck thing or whatever. And then when she was even like standing down, it was choreo, you know, and it was amazing. So it's very danceable. And like I said, you watch it and you don't understand how you're going to interpret this music, you know, sonically, I guess, when you just have the music alone separate from the film.
Right.
But it's a totally different experience. So it's jamming.
What'd you think of, you know, all the rumors started flying around? First of all, I can't believe the Beehive attacked Rachael Ray.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I just wonder her face when she logged onto her Instagram like,
but
what the?
Low-key, Rachael Ray had it coming, though. I mean, it may have been accidentally. No, I'm just kidding. You know she did something, okay?
No.
She has something coming. No,
I hope she just found it funny. I hope she's just like, this is probably the funniest part of her career.
She did. She
getting
did.
Attacked
she
by a bunch of lemons and bees.
She released a lemonade recipe.
Did she really?
Yeah,
that's
she's
cute.
Like,
see,
she,
I like that.
Yeah, she
you
was
gotta
a good
play
sport.
It up.
We're good.
But what'd you guys think of all the, I saw like, which was, I mean, I get it. Sensationalism. People want to know, did Jay-Z cheat and who was it? But obviously the movie itself was a lot deeper. It was for all of us as women to connect. Black women especially, like, you know, we're all going through it. Find your spirituality. Find your center. Create sisterhood. This is why I always push the idea of us supporting each other instead of knocking each other, because we're all going through a lot of the same shit. And yeah. I could help you more than I could knock you. You know what I mean? And I wish that everybody had that mentality. And I love that that was like her thing throughout the whole. It was like all these women together. And even the scene with the porch where she's like with Zendaya and Amanda.
It
just felt like
Chloe and Holly.
Yeah,
it
felt like it was like this, you know, it was like
a Madea movie.
She was she's like this older, which is weird because we grew up with Beyonce, so seeing her as this matriarch
as
almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, the OG, like sitting there with women that she's influenced.
A madam.
And almost protecting them, madam.
Teaching
so I
them
love
how to
that.
Sell
I
it.
Love the sisterhood aspect of it. I thought it was just so,
I
it was
too.
So deep. And I did never in a million years, to being completely honest, thought that Beyonce would take an era of her music and dedicate it to something so heavy.
See, and I think that's what helped her, though. You know how before you were saying, you know, she just kind of knows what to pick and stuff like that.
Yeah, she knows the game.
I think that made it easier for her to just be able to express herself. Well, not easier, but like, you know, she's kind of like, all right, I know the game. I know how to make a hit. I know how to do that.
What next? It's
so now
like
I'm
going
to take that
challenge.
Formula and figure out how to meet it with, you know, me expressing myself. And for her to tie in all of those layers that way, because, you know, she's still going to perform the fuck out of this shit. So it's like to watch her give so much of herself in that light. And it just be a message on what she's going through and what she's resonated with and to connect the story to bring other people together to be able to do that on top of being talented as fuck. Beyonce, I'm just so glad to be black. She's the perfect reason to just keep going.
I can't wait to get in the aisle and dance at the concert. Because like when All Night comes on,
I'm
going to get in the aisle and
now
be grinding.
Like, damn it.
What do you mean?
I didn't get a ticket. I've never gone to a Beyonce concert, so I wasn't like thinking about it. Oh, I also don't like things that I feel like you have to like rush to do and then yeah. sit there on the computer, like stuff like that gives me anxiety.
Yeah,
I'd rather just be able to go on the website, get my seat, get the ticket, go. But she's
shout
never
out to
gonna
my boy.
That.
Shout out to my boy Miles Jones, who he cracked a joke on Twitter that made me think about that when Ivy Park came out and it was this big frenzy for all these girls to get this stuff.
Yeah.
Ivy Park, I mean, Miles Jones was like, now you know how I ass feel on Jordan release. Yeah. He was like, that's what they get.
That really is what it was like, too.
Yeah. I almost went out there and waited, too. Ain't even nothing in there for me. It's just like, oh, it's Ivy just Park. I might just go see what's popping.
What would you think of the cheating aspects of it, though? The sensationalized
part? I thought it was real.
Part.
Well, I thought that was... I thought, again, that's what you want. You know what I mean? You want a buzz to be generated from your work. And I think that alone is enough for nosy people to look into the project, and then they can benefit from all the gifts that she loaded this film with.
Right.
So I think it's a great thing that it caused a buzz. And I also think that it's really dope, like I said previously, that she does not give interviews. You don't know what the hell is going on.
Right.
You don't know nothing. And so I like the fact that when she does speak, it's through her art. And now everybody has to interpret it. That's the dopest. That's literally that is a dead set match between artist and artistry. That's literally what that looks like.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I, for
respect
that. I mean, what more? What the fuck else do people want? You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What else do you want?
Exactly.
She done dropped another surprise album. It's full of good music and shit. The features are good. You can still shake to it. You can still, you know, hustle to it. You can still do a lot of things to it.
Hustle
you know what I'm
it.
Saying? You can. It's good music. It's still danceable. It's good. So everybody that's complaining, saying that, oh, you know, I don't understand or how we supposed to dance to this or whatever. You need to grow and you need to elevate. And
I think that's what it is, too. It's just it's not everyone is going to connect to the layers of this because it is heavy. It is dark.
Yeah.
And it's.
Yeah, but do you want to just
older,
be dumb?
I almost think.
You want to just be dumb and like refuse to like figure it out? You know what I mean?
No,
I
get that.
Like, how do you just say, you know what? That's too much for me to try to figure out. So I'm just going to stay dumb and just keep on just wishing that nobody else would grow and everybody would keep doing what feels good that they've
right,
been doing.
The
that's
same
crazy.
One trick pony.
Now, yeah. I ain't saying you got to like the music. You know what I mean? Because some people might not like how it sounds. It's not for everybody. But what I'm saying is don't clown it saying, what is this shit that she's giving us? I've seen a lot of reviews. I've seen a lot of stuff on YouTube with people saying, like, oh, what is this shit?
And that's been the weirdest part, seeing, like, white men give critiques. And I'm like, wow, this isn't even an experience that you have any connection to. Of course you're not going to understand it. Like, I wish critics would know their place sometimes. Like, this isn't for you to dissect.
And that's not
even
You're not
a black woman.
That's not even the critique that I'm talking about. So that's a whole nother room.
You're talking
to
about
this
just
house.
Purely music.
I'm talking
yeah.
about black people.
Oh, boy.
Who are urban and who, you know, listen to shit and watch all the shows that we watch. And they have this thing like, oh, well, what the hell is this?
It's too serious.
What
too
is
heavy.
This mess? And it's dark and... what you want. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, say, you know what? I don't like how this music sounds. It sucks, whatever. Azealia Banks is a prime example, right? There's so many personal things that I could say about her and reasons I could choose not to like her music, but I approached her music with an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And open ears. And I said, you know what?
And open legs.
And we were all together so that night when she cussed Sarah Palin out. And I told y'all, like, she did what?
Yeah,
I
like,
love
I
her
love
now.
Her.
I followed her and shit. But then Lemonade came out and she got to talking this same old shit. And I'm like, you know
really,
what?
Really? Because I saw her
on
excited.
Top of, right.
Maybe I didn't catch the second wave.
Friend, that's the thing. She started off saying how it
was.
And
I actually
needed.
Was excited when I saw her excited. Because I was like, wow, I don't ever see her excited. And she said, she was like, this is powerful because obviously from the tweets, I gather that Azealia also has similar traditions with, you know, with the Orishas and studying
yeah.
them and like
yeah,
African. She, yeah, like that's a big part of her life. So to see her mention, she was pulling out the imagery and she was like, oh, this is what this means. This is what that means. This is powerful. This is beautiful. I take it back. So that's what I saw.
Well,
I didn't
there's
even
been
see.
An update.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So feel free to go on her Twitter page and see what she's had to say now because things have changed.
Oh.
So my thing is, even with that, though, I'm not discounting her music. Going back to my original point, like, I don't like the way her music sounds. And it doesn't have anything to do with the myriad of other reasons that I could choose not to like her. I don't have an issue with her. Yeah. I just don't like the music. So if you have this critique of Beyoncé's new album, just say you don't like how the music sounds and let that be your reason not to like it. Because to me, if you like the music but you feel like it's too dark or whatever, you like it, so shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like you should just say, I don't like how it sounds.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's an album everyone's ready for. You know, it's to me, it's equivalent to how people feel about the show sometimes, where it's like, oh, can't y'all just be ratchet? It's like, we can, but it's our choice if we want to go there or not. You know, sometimes there's actual things you want to talk about, like real things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Beyoncé is, what, 34 now? She's a mom. She's a wife. You know, she's experienced some shit from what we've seen with her dad and, you know, his infidelity. And then, so it's like she's at a stage in her life where she wants to talk about some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the check up on it days. Like, she did that already.
And I think
this is allow her to evolve, you know, and evolve along. I think that's people's hardest part with artists. They want the artist to give
the
what they give them. That's it.
Or whatever they want.
Yeah, but you have your Panda Records. Like, go dance, go have fun.
Shout out to Designer for having the number one song in the country
right
now. He dethroned Rihanna's work.
Really?
And he has the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100. Panda is
Holy
number
shit.
One in the country.
Shout yeah, out. You have your Panda Records. Enjoy them. To me, that's when people are like, oh, you know, music's changing, so much stuff sucks. I don't see it that way. I think you have your music for your different moods.
Yeah.
When you want to turn up, go
and
listen to Panda.
Wrong
when
with
you
want to
reflect,
both.
Yeah, listen to Beyoncé's Lemonade, because I think it was really, really, really layered and heavy and loaded and great.
My dumb ass was on Twitter talking about, well, maybe it's called Lemonade because because it's a conversation amongst black women down south, and don't they drink lemonade when they be on the porch talking? They like, nigga, it's about making lemonade out of life give you lemons, it's lemonade. I'm like, oh, well, you know, it worked in theory.
I had no idea what it was. I just kept seeing the name. I was like, what is this? I actually thought it was a fake name for her project.
I
like,
did
to
too,
hide
initially.
It. Yeah, I was like, it's probably just
project
a fake
Lemonade.
Name.
Like, that's what they're going to call it.
That's what I thought.
And I was
that's
like,
definitely what I thought.
You know, they got that shit on lockdown with the code names.
I
you
thought
was thinking it was
code.
The new one this week. Like, all right, Project Tomatoes coming to the stands. It's like, no, that's
project
it.
Blue.
That's why Lemonade resonated with me, though, because of the way that she evolved and figure out how to weave all of those components of herself into the movie. She took, like, you know, old Beyoncé that still likes to be ratchet and sing a little trap beats and shit.
Well, hold up.
With her experience, and she figured out a way to tell her story that was comfortable to her, that wasn't foreign to her, did it in a way that was beautiful. And I'm sure she just traveled so far, like, into herself to figure out where she was going. And when she had that end product, that lemonade, them lemons she took, that shit, it's great. Thank you, Beyoncé. I really just can't. Like, I think about every part of the movie every time I close my eyes. Like, I always think about the opening scene. I always think about, like, the scene in Love Drive where they're walking across the water. Even the flowers on the table. Like, I always think about all these vivid images and how they connect to these songs. And even when I listen to the songs without the visual, how different the song is.
I thought
but it's
you were
still the
say
same.
Without the cussing.
Without the cussing, you know, the Walmart version.
What images and songs specifically stood out to you the most?
Well, one thing that stood out to me was the fact that Jay-Z was so open and vulnerable to A, even let this
that.
Happen, and B, star in the video and be intimate with Beyoncé and, like, damn near kissing
position.
Her feet and shit. Like, for him to be willing to do that, it just speaks volumes to the strength of their marriage. Like, that shit was just dope to me. But as far as what's the jam, here we go. Okay, so
visually.
Visually?
Well, both.
Visually? Okay, what did I like visually? I love the video for Sorry, of course, because I like the way Beyoncé was dancing at the end. and she just looked really cute. And I love the way Serena Williams was dancing. I loved Hold Up, naturally. That was amazing to watch.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite visual.
I love Sam. What's it called when she was playing the keyboard on the floor?
Oh shit, I can't believe I'm dying right now.
Sandcastles. I love that. What else did I love? I love the scenes of like Matthew playing with her as a child and then playing with Blue. I love that. I love the fact that she showed her bare pregnant belly and so everybody can shut up. She was pregnant. I love the fact that we got to see her wedding pictures, like, or her wedding footage rather. It was just good.
Yeah.
Lemonade is really good.
What about you?
Visually, easily visually, the very beginning, that whole first song, the way that it starts off, the picture of the fields, the castle outside, like all of that looks like awesome. Love Drought, definitely like close second. All the visuals, the water, the gold, just seeing all those images of those beautiful black women. Mm-hmm. But I guess my third moment is really random. Gonna have to be the Blue Ivy when they did when it was her and Beyonce and her dad and they were sitting there and like, you know, what would you do if your grandma and grandpa were here? It was have fun, and they showed the Blue Ivy in the bed with her granddaddy, and it was just like, wow, to see, you know, this footage of Matthew and them, because everybody's like, oh, you know, they fell out. Beyonce ain't got Matthew around. It's like, y'all don't know what this lady's doing with her family,
right?
So that was definitely like one of the hit images for me to see that. Because you don't ever see Beyonce like with her dad still or anything, but you don't see Beyonce doing a whole lot of shit. And so people just kind of run to these concepts like, oh, you don't ever see this, but it's like, you don't see a lot
you
of shit.
No idea.
So this
yeah.
is what I'm showing you, and you should be satisfied with that.
Right.
Which is so fucking dope to me.
What you like, friend?
My favorite visual is definitely Hold Up. Mm-hmm. Like, just, I love the energy.
You got hot sauce in your bag?
No. that was cute, though, to be like, oh, she meant a bag.
Right?
This whole time. God, I can't get the freaking Hillary meme out my head. And her being like, I, too.
She had some braids in the one I seen. Like, her hair was braided.
Yeah, the
like...
internet is a mess. That's probably my favorite visual, just because, like I said, it made me feel like, wow, I can't believe like a big artist is paying homage like this, you know. But I don't know what song it was for, I can't remember, but the visual where she was walking into the water and the girls were like
Love
behind
Drought.
Her. Love Drought.
Mm-hmm.
That visual
so bomb
was like
where they're tied together. Okay, so tell me what it means, friend.
No, but
we need to do a track by track sit down.
No, but when you're going through a rite of passage or in different, you know, obviously I can't speak for everyone's religion or what everyone believes in, especially in the African religions. There's so many, but you have to go through a rite of passage to be initiated in a way, you know? So the water, you think of like a baptism.
Oh no, I get the water part
right,
and all that.
But I think
I'm
the
talking
beauty
the flowers
of it,
and the gold and all that. So well, we're going to get there.
The beauty of it to me was that it was all the women together, all yeah. black women walking each other. And like you said, they were tied to each other. And it was
they were
even,
moving in unison.
Yeah.
And the water was so calm.
Right. And it was the idea of protection, you know, like they just had each other's back and were walking together into these different phases. And to me, it was that idea of sisterhood that I think is missing nowadays, because we're all so competitive. We're also, we have such me minds, you know, it's hard to break out of that. Everything is, you know, how can I knock her for having what she has, as opposed to how can I learn from her? That's almost like a reflex with us. I hate that we're like that, but it's a lot of what we've created out of ourselves, yeah. you know, to deal with things that we've been through. So I love that she showed the pain, but also showed the unity. So that was like, that visual for me, I was like, God, this is like my dream life. Like, I'm trying to create this for the world. So to see that, I was like, yes, let's put this healing energy out. Like, I was so excited about
it. Fran, when I was watching that video, no shit, I was like, this is like one, but Fran is gonna fuck with it. Like,
you knew it.
When I saw
everyone that knows me hit me like, I know you were fucking with that vibration.
Yo, I knew it. When I seen those flowers and the gold on them and them walking in the water, I was like, man.
And the scene where Ibeyi, which is the two Afro-Cuban sisters,
mm-hmm.
There was a scene, and if you almost felt like a release where they're like coming out of the garden to get and like the food, and it just felt like that euphoria that you feel. And I felt it even watching the scene where you've been through some shit and now it's like a new day, like you finally let it go. So to see them coming out of the garden and they were, I think it was like food or flowers, I can't really remember, but they were like picking it and walking out, like it's like a new day. And I just love that. I was like, yes, just put this out there for each other.
They
like,
said the part about when she was in the monster truck driving over the cars. Mm-hmm. They said that part was like about Uber Pool. Is that true?
I highly doubt
I'm
it.
Just playing.
The best part was he's like, is that true? And I would have died. I really wanted you to be like,
what if I was like,
well, it's
I
really about Lyft
that?
Because the mustache. Right. Like, I was really hoping you were going to do
that. That is hysterical. No, but there was just so many layers. But I guess the takeaway for those listening, especially Black women, because it definitely was for Black women, is to heal. Heal, which is something we've talked about so much on this
like
show.
Stand down.
Heal from what you've been through.
Oh, I thought you were like, heal.
No,
like, you know, like stand down.
No, face it. You know, find spirituality. I think that was a big theme, you know, just.
I am not God.
Just her trying to regenerate as a woman. Because all God, I was thinking about her mom and all of us, all the things we've all been through, the generational curses. Because if you see your grandma being treated a certain way, you see your mom being treated a certain way, you almost take it on, even when you don't think you are. So I love that she discussed, you know, trying to break through those curses and then ended with love and Jay-Z like hugging her ankles in the fetal position.
Ain't no other.
That was so powerful. Together.
And that to me. I saw someone say Black men need a version of Lemonade. I'm like, well, who's gonna create it? It need to be D'Angelo, because who else could tap in into the Black vulnerability, which I think is equally as important. You
Plies.
Know?
Plies would be the perfect candidate to make the Black man's version of Lemonade.
I saw his video.
What's
he was drinking
called?
Lemonade. Yeah, did you see it?
Yeah.
He's such a mess. But anyways, Sante. Anything else you guys want to add before we move on?
Yeah, buy Lemonade, watch Lemonade, stream Lemonade on Tidal. Buy it.
Share
be one
it.
Of the cool kids. Don't be the motherfucker that ain't heard it, ain't listening to it. Well, you know, I'm just going to wait. Don't be like that. Go on and listen to it. It's good. Enjoy it. Support Beyonce.
Yes.
It's great.
And if you're bootlegging it, I'm telling.
No, right. Please Moselle. Don't.
And I hope you get a virus. Physically and your computer.
And my mental hygiene episode that's coming up this Sunday will be loosely based on it.
Did
because
you make lemonade in your video?
No, because I was already gonna talk about
tearing up a nigga shit.
My mom and my grandma and
oh,
how
so
their experiences as women have affected my experience as a woman.
Thank you for telling me, because that's the one I need to patrol the comments.
Oh, right.
So that's Sunday.
Going up on Sunday. So I almost thought the timing of it was eerie, because that was the timing for me to do it. And I feel like right now, because it is such a hot button issue on the internet, just womanhood and generational curses and just this whole idea, I think it's going to be good. So definitely check that out. That'll be my take on it, if anything.
They said Dave's Loaf was coming out with one called Beer. No, I'm just playing.
Did you see Keisha Cole's Quarter Water?
Yeah, and Four Loko.
No, Four Loko took me out.
The one with Tina from Mary Mary that said Lemonade, that took me out.
And
shout
she
out
had
to,
no edges, I saw.
Jared, Official Smith. It was Lemonade because, you know, her husband cheated on her with like all them,
that
baseball team of women.
No. Yeah.
Like on the show. Like,
right. Oh, a roster. God. Nationwide. Nationwide.
Is on Jared's side.
Okay. Is underside.
So we're going to take a break here. We've got these cool new products that we want to share with you guys. And these products exist inside of the Loot Crate subscription service Woo! Box that we have here. We each got different ones, hopefully.
Yes, it's for the geek in you. They have Marvel Comics. I'm actually not too familiar with a lot of these things, like they have like Alien versus Predator. I mean, I've seen the movies, sort of.
Oh,
kind of.
So
they have a Daredevil beanie that they gave us.
Star Trek T-shirt
Star
in
Trek
here.
T-shirt.
So
yeah.
If you want like cool little collectible, oh fuck, there's a comic book in here. Oh shit, there's two comic books.
Is that what that is?
Oh, Harley Quinn.
And so I this got is a wallet.
Oh wait, this isn't the comic. This is a. Oh wait, so this is the comic.
I got a Superman wallet. It's very comic. Well, how would you describe what Loot Crate is?
I think this is really dope for people that, like, this is their thing, right? Anybody that's into, like, video games, comic books, things like that, Loot Crate is a monthly subscription service where basically you get a box full of specialty items that cater to a specific theme. So these that we opened today are Marvel, I believe. What is this? I don't
this
know.
Is the Oh, well, it's just the comic book box, but maybe it is Marvel?
Well, it's a comic book box that you can flip inside. It's just, listen, Loot Crate is really, really cool, and this box that I'm looking at
cute.
Right now.
Because I'm not even into this stuff, but it's actually really cute.
And I'm wearing this shirt. It's a Star Trek t-shirt. I can't wait to wear it. It's perfect for a summer music festival. Like, Loot Crate is dope, and I like this beanie.
Oh, my God.
This Alien versus Predator little figurine. It's a pen in here, a little a Superman wallet. It's all kind of dope, techie
cool.
shit.
Bruh,
I love this.
The box is reversible.
Yeah, I just said you
can
turn
really?
It over. Like, yep.
How cute. Oh, wow.
So dope.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's a box. Asante's actually turning over the box, and it's for Alien versus Predator, which I believe is this theme.
That's
Loot Crate
so
is just
cool.
really, really dope. So if you know anybody that's into action heroes, video game heroes,
yeah,
Marvel,
that'd be
comic
a cute
books,
present.
This would be so dope. Father's Day is coming up, you know, and if your mother happens to be into comic books and stuff, send her one for Father's Day, you know what I'm saying?
That's cute.
Whatever. Like, I think this is dope. So shout out to Loot Crate.
Yeah, I'm definitely cutting this Star Trek shirt.
Yeah, I am too.
Right?
You know, I got to show
little
a little chest. And, you know, yeah.
Hashtag Loot Crate.
Thank you, Loot Crate.
Now, don't forget, if you guys want to be part of the movement, lootcrate.com/friendzone and enter code friendzone to save $3 at the checkout. If you want to be down with us and have cool Loot Crate boxes and get it every month, get your free little cartoon t-shirt, comic book, beanie, pens, wallet, all sorts of collectibles. And it doesn't
Super
have to just
cool.
be, it doesn't just have to be a cartoon stuff. They've got all sorts of boxes on there. So look it up, give them a shout, send us a pic with your Loot Crate box. And we're going to get back to the show.
So on this week's, for this week's wellness segment, to tie into the topic of energy, I actually wanted to do a checklist of sorts because it is spring.
Who we checking?
No, not that kind of checking.
I was hoping you had some alkalizing lemonade, but let me just wait.
No, I want to start doing a seasonal checklist so that we can... Because one of the things that will help you on your journey towards just living a better life that just feels easier is being more in tune with things that are happening with the earth and seasons and energy. And the more you flow with those energies, you'll find that your life just flows as a whole. It's something that that's why you see people doing moon rituals and, you know.
What the hell is a moon ritual?
Well, when you have full moons, mm-hmm. you use the energy of the moon. I know that might sound so kooky to certain people, but you use the energy of the moon to release. You make a list.
Like
you can say, no.
Release, like.
I mean that too. But you can literally, like this past full moon, that was actually the same night as Lemonade.
That was a great night to release.
It was.
I like the way it released me.
I did a full moon ritual where I basically down.
Oh, did you?
All the things I wanted to let go
and
of.
It was your birthday.
I hate y'all.
It was your birthday, dog.
I did a
moon
full
ritual.
Moon ritual where I wrote
ritual.
Down
no
all
brandy,
the things
huh?
I wanted to get rid of. I imagine the card that I want to get rid of. You know, just things I want to let go of, things I've been struggling to let go of. And then once you finish, you burn it. You burn the paper and you set intention that with the fire, it's literally releasing it. Like releasing it from your mind, from your spirit. And it, trust me, it sounds crazy, but I've been doing different moon rituals for years. This was a new one that someone showed me how to do and I loved it. But that's what I'm saying, just connecting with the universe in different ways. And it's not, you know, Satan worshiping. If it's something that's different for you, I respect it. But I'd rather you look into it and maybe even try it before you deem it as something that it's totally not.
Let a nigga
I'm
try.
Down.
Because a lot of your ancestors have been doing this forever. Like, you know, being guided by stars and moons and planetary shifts. Like, it's what works. So with that being said, with spring and just all the seasons that are coming, I want to make sure that we have a checklist where we're, like, aligning ourselves with the different, you know, seasons shifting and all these different things that are moving constantly. So for spring, I did the spring cleaning, which you always hear. And let me tell you, my energy felt totally different. I even saw, Dustin, you posted a picture with your window open and you had your plants, which I thought was so dope. And to me, that was such a marker of changing energies because obviously for winter, you're like cooped up, hibernating, right. And now for spring,
with the blanket wrapped under your feet. My blanket got to be wrapped under my feet
at all times.
Otherwise, I can't go to sleep.
You know, I'm the same way even in the summertime.
You do the roll tuck, roll tuck.
Your feet be It don't matter how hot it is. I have to always be covered up like a little.
That's
omelet.
The best, sleeping in the air conditioning with a blanket. Oh my God.
That's why I love hotels so much. The AC be phone blast and you're on that
extra.
Oh, I love that.
But I switched around the furniture in my room and just in my apartment. You know, wipe down your floors. You know how you can have, you get into a phase where you'll put your clothes in your drawer. You might not like fold it properly. Yeah. You kind of just like throw it in there and then it starts looking all messy. Or maybe your closet, you have stuff all in different places. I actually sat down and like organized my closet. I'd always wanted it to be color coded.
You did it.
I did. I've always wanted to do that just because I like the organization of it. I wiped down the top shelves.
Your shit look like Uniqlo.
It does.
Can you come
But
do
it just
next?
Felt so nice because even now when I get up to like get dressed, it's like a whole different vibe. Like I'm excited.
Okay,
you know, there's stuff in there I didn't even remember I had. And it's also good just to go through things too and be like, I've had this for 5 years. I don't even wear this shit. Like, why do I still have this in my house? It's just taking up unnecessary space. It's something someone could find useful. Think of someone who, you know, all those sweaters and jeans you have that someone could actually use.
Unless it's like a Nietzsche or like
a Mecca.
Baby fat or something like that.
Save that to burn with your during your moon
retreat. Right.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't. But I definitely think, and then I switched around my mirror. Like, you know, you wipe under your bed, wipe down, go in that fridge, throw out all those old salad dressings that you know have the little
Change
brown sticky stuff at the top of the cap because it's been there so long.
Change your baking soda box.
Right, change that baking soda box.
Wipe till you don't see nothing. That's what you tell little kids when they start using the bathroom by themselves. Wipe till you don't see nothing.
You know, white towels start getting janky after a while. Get some fresh ones.
They turn ivory.
Your white sheets, get some fresh ones. No, you didn't. Get fresh flowers. Get new plants. Like, literally just shift the energy in your apartment. And that drawer that has the clothes, like, take them out. Are they clean? Wash them. Yeah, all those things you have from your exes, all the hoodies.
Your girlfriend, if you're sick of her ass too, throw her out. It's spring cleaning.
No, but seriously.
Energy. Oh, my God.
It's an energy thing. And I felt so, you know how you feel so good when you wash all your clothes and fold it and put it away and you look at the drawer, like, knowing that everything in there is fresh and organized. It does something to your mind.
Girl,
and
when
yes.
you kick somebody out your life, it do something to your mind. It
totally
feels good.
Does, especially if
Get away from me forever.
I'm telling you, you're going to notice another glow up when I quit my job.
That's always the biggest glow up.
That last glow up that you noticed for me, that was because I had rearranged a bunch of shit. Remember, I got that
I
new
remember,
bed frame.
You were
and
like,
you was
yo,
like, dude, what's going on? I was like, I got a new bed
your
frame.
Skin
I done got rid of a bunch of shit.
Right?
And it's about that time again. So, like, if y'all are listening, do what Fran says because I'm going to do this sometime next
no,
week.
No, yeah, like, clean out your fridge. Like, actually wipe it down, though. Don't just, like, move shit around. Like, wipe it down. Wipe down everything. Your windowsills, wipe them down. The entryway to your door, that little hallway that gets crazy because people walking
Change
in and
mat.
Out. Clean all of that. Like, literally clean, dust, you know, sweep, mop, wipe down. Get rid of stagnant energy. Get rid of it. Get rid of it.
And
Move
spray
it out.
Them doorknobs with Lysol.
Wipe them down with a little Purell wipe.
Right, and then open the window when you're done. Yo, there's no greater feeling than like a fresh smelling, clean
Stick
apartment.
Stick your head out and wave to the
I
hood.
Thought we was going
nah,
somewhere totally different with that.
I
open the window
face.
When you're done. There's nothing better than a fresh smelling. I was like, damn, okay. You know, when you go over a friend house, make sure that bathroom window open before you even close the motherfucking
but
door.
Hey, okay. So when you're down in the bathroom, make sure you open the window.
Okay.
No, seriously, if you've been thinking of getting a haircut to release, you know, some old ass ends, do
I'm
it.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, like all
oh,
those things that will allow you to release. Like, let's shift into this new season. Let's go with some old shit. Like, what do they say? If you want to fly, you got to let go of the shit that's weighing you down.
That's
make
right.
Make sure your panties and your bra match. That's another thing they could do, too. Buy new underwear. Like, that's another renewal.
You know what? New underwear is actually really nice.
It is.
I'm one of those people that I wear, like, such regular ass underwear, and I was like, let me be an adult and buy, like, sets that match and look nice. And it really does something for you. Even if you're dressed hella regular, But knowing that you're like fly underneath,
right?
You walk with a little more pep.
It's just, but you know what?
Party on inside, I'm new to that.
I'm new to that. I've always been. I'm new to that too.
So you probably know about this, but you know when you're getting dressed and like you got on some cute underwear and stuff, it takes a little bit longer because then you'd be like, damn, now I got to put on clothes and shit.
You be in the mirror just dancing.
But these underwears feel good. Get a little nice t-shirt that feels good.
So that's the wellness segment for this week. Just right. Renewal.
Get you some new drawers with your funky ass.
Right. Let's. In the spirit of change and growth and healing and shifting, let's actually make some effort to the things we have to let go of. So that's it for this week. What's
changing
our
heart?
I was gonna say heartbreaker. Jesus, guys,
heartbreaker.
You got the best of
that
me.
Needs to just randomly be just the song for the icebreaker. What's the icebreaker for today?
Well, the icebreaker for today is actually, and I'm really excited about this. I'm doing the icebreaker this week, you know. Yeah, so actually this week's icebreaker came in from one of our listeners. We got it via email, and it's titled Asking for a Stranger. And I'm just going to read it, and then you guys can do as you wish, okay? Mm-hmm. It says, on a lighthearted note, how do you let a stranger in a public place know that his or her fly is unzipped? Like, if I'm sitting down on the subway, people's crotches are at eye level, and I've noticed it more than once. If it were me, I would want to know, but I also don't want to let the whole train car know. Also, I live in Manhattan, so it's not like these people are that friendly on the train, and I'm not
so
trying to get cussed out being
this
nice.
Literally happened to
Love
me.
The show. What should I do? So, what y'all gonna do if somebody's standing in your face with their basket open?
The thing is, this just happened to me last week, and it was I'm sitting down, and the dude was leaning against the doors, and his fly was completely open, and I first of all, I was like, okay, Fran, don't stare at it because he's going to be like, why is this chick all in my crotch? But I didn't say anything. I didn't because I didn't know how to.
Right.
It's like, what am I like point at his crotch?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, hey.
Right.
And then point at his dick. He's going to look at me like, right. Okay, what do you want?
I smile at you, Ellie zips it up, which is totally not what you want. So,
right.
Like,
so
yeah.
I honestly, I just left it alone. But it bothered me. I was like, I should have said something. And he was like a, you know, cute black dude. Like, I didn't want him walking around.
Oh,
like,
well,
crazy.
Then you should have said something.
No.
Damn,
no.
You left the brother
That's
out
the time
there.
That's what I'm
it.
Saying. I felt bad. Like, damn, I had him looking crazy.
See,
I didn't look out.
Now, normally when it happens, I don't say anything just because,
no?
You know. I mean,
what do you say?
It's never really like.
Your dick hole open in front.
Right.
Like, what do you say?
Now, if it's something.
Your dick is out.
Yeah. Hey.
If it is like
dick
that,
shutter
though,
is bone. Like, what do you say?
Because there have been like a couple of times where, you know, you see a little bit more than you're supposed to see. Mm. And I've been looking like, damn, should
You've
I like tap them? looking. So then I would tap them on the way off the train. But, hey,
tap
bro,
them.
On the way off the train, but hey, bro, your zipper is up. And
that's
then,
smart.
And then like, all right,
because then you don't have to deal with it. You just keep walking.
Uh huh. That's why 9 times out of 10 I don't say nothing because they get off before I get off. So I'm like, oh, well, they gone. So
I ain't gonna tell nobody. I don't know.
Yeah, it's New York. They might have it open.
So
I don't
guess
even care.
They might have it open for something. Okay, it is the fly.
I just don't care.
It might be a scene on the train.
I don't know you. I don't want to talk to no stranger about their privates anyway unless
I want
to talk
awkwardness.
To them about that. So, like, I'm not interested. I don't give a damn that your pants are unzipped. That's you. And if you can't feel that breeze, then that's your issue.
Yikes.
Not mine. And if mine open, don't say nothing
you
to me.
You wouldn't want
to
be told?
No. I mean, unless it was somebody I knew.
Right,
like, if y'all
friend.
See my shit open, be like, yo.
But then you get home and you see it and you're like, how long have I been
I
walking
care.
Around with my fly open?
I don't know about you, but I can feel the breeze.
Cool
okay.
breeze.
Because it's usually that's really a temperature controlled zone.
Temperature
and so,
controlled
and
zone.
And so if there's a change, it's very apparent.
An energy shift.
Yeah, an energy shift. Like what?
Chakras.
The hell? Why is it December in my drawers? Like no. So. Uh-uh,
oh,
I'm
you
not.
Know what? I wanted to backtrack. For the icebreaker we did, where Asante asked what senses we would get rid of if we had to get rid of one.
I saw those comments.
No, we totally were dum-dums.
Because everybody and their mama was talking about the taste being affected by the smell.
But I looked it up because obviously taste is affected by smell. Because remember when you have a cold, you can't taste shit.
Right.
But I looked it up, of course, being the nerd that I am, and 90% of your smell affects taste. 90%.
I'm still black and I still have to eat my chicken. I still have to eat it, so the smell can go. And if it takes
well,
my taste
I should say 90%
it.
Of your taste is affected by your smell. Your
you can still
smell.
Complain about the food, though, because it could be too dry or too tough.
Right.
You know, too so you could be like, hey, it's dry ass chai. Just because I can't taste it don't mean I don't know it ain't right.
Ooh,
you left
actually,
it in too long.
And actually, that's another thing. You don't ever have to worry about, you know, being like, damn, I feel bad telling this white person they ain't seasoned the chicken right.
Yeah, but being able to taste only 10% of the food, that's torture.
Right, what kind of shit is that?
Oh, you already can't smell.
I mean, you eat a whole a whole thing of Starburst and only taste one of the yellow ones or some shit bullshit like that.
I'm thinking about all the brighter sides. I'd be able to just be fine, though. I could just eat whatever the fuck as a human. Be like, all right, I can prep my meal so I can't taste the shit, no way. So I'm going to just eat this shit and keep it moving.
Oh, shit. What's the what are the emails for today, Asante?
Well, before we get into the emails, as per usual,
I die every time you say that.
Because I always have to remember. And if I don't remember, then I'm not going to say it. And the one time I'm going to forget is the time someone's like, you didn't say the email this week. So.
It reminds me of Shosh. Do you watch Girls on HBO? No.
No. I tried.
It's actually a cute show.
Some of them sex scenes, I was like,
no, I know. It gets a little like, why am I watching this? But there's a girl on it named Shosh, and I think of her every time you say it because that's how she talks.
She says Yush.
Yes.
So I would be friends with Shosh? Her friend is Shosh. Well, as per Yush,
I'll never be friends.
Oh, I would be cursing her out.
But she's, yeah, that's how she
well,
talks.
Well, it's Shosh, and the rest of y'all can email. I just like saying Shosh now. Shosh. You give me a funny ass word to say. Don't forget to email the show as you will always do whenever you want to reach any of us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. And that is if you are reaching out to the friend zone as an entire whole. We gave out our email separately last week and then people were emailing us like together but separate from the email.
Don't be sending us your letters to our personal email either because y'all tried that shit this past week and I've been meaning to say something too.
Oh my God.
I've been meaning to say something about it because we ain't, I mean, if we check one box, obviously, like we're going to see the same letter in the other box and we know you did it. So that's not going to get like your answer, your question read. That's actually going to get on my nerves.
Oh, you going to CC it all.
So
right.
Just chill out with that. You know, like just if you want to email us something about our personal, you know, whatever, if you have a business inquiry or anything, you know, email, hit us up. But don't send the same letter that you sent to the friend zone thing for asking for a friend to our personal email.
This is what people do all the time.
We're doing that shit. Go ahead.
We actually only have time for one today.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me pick a short one.
So, this week, I guess I'm going to read it.
Okay. Oh, I just wanted you to find the other one because the first one was long. I was like, ooh, this one it might be too meaty.
That's good, though.
I want the one that made you smile the way it did.
Oh, okay. Is that the one that made you smile? Then you do it. You read it, because I want to see what the fuck is about to happen.
Okay, here we go.
We're going to switch it up and have Destin do it again.
And it goes a little
so it's
something
not
like
up.
This.
All right. Let's ask for a friend.
Hello, friends. My name's and I'm 21 years old. Before I get into
Lil
it,
Kim.
Before
Stop.
I get into it,
sorry.
Let me just give you a backstory.
Sorry, Kim.
I have a boyfriend who's 25, and everything in our relationship is perfect, except for one thing. He does recreational drug use.
Okay.
I'm not just talking about smoking weed, but he does hardcore drugs like ecstasy, Molly, and coke when he's around a certain group of friends. This is mainly every weekend. I don't do any type of drugs myself. I don't agree with his drug use or the group of friends that he chose because they're all in their 30s and don't have their life together but party all the time. But I digress. Anyway, my boyfriend, you wrote anyways, but I'm going to say anyway because I know that's what you meant. My boyfriend is aware that I don't like him doing this. I can't control him or tell him what to do, but he chooses to do it anyway. When he does, I choose not to be around it. Well, this past weekend, we were at his friend's 32nd birthday party, and everyone at the party was getting messed up off all sorts of drugs, popping pills, snorting white stuff, smoking. I was being peer pressured, and my boyfriend didn't make me feel comfortable. So I got an Uber, and I left the party. I told my boyfriend how disappointed I am in him, and it ended up turning into a huge fight. He didn't talk to me for the rest of the night. I was tripping all night because he's on ecstasy, which is a sexual drug, and he's in a room full of girls who are also on ecstasy as well. And I couldn't help but think of him cheating on me, and my boyfriend knows that I'm always worried about that happening. There was nothing I could do. So I took my crybaby ass to bed. He didn't come home that morning, but he never usually does when he parties with these friends. So I go on Snapchat, and one of the girls posted a Snap story talking about, which I love the fact that she said talking about when she's describing the girl's Snapchat story. One of them girls posted a Snapchat story talking about. I love the fact that she picked talking about.
I love that
anyway,
too, actually.
So one of the girls posted a Snap story talking about, I was being friendly with this guy and he tried hooking up with me, and one of the girls at the party warned me that he's known for taking advantage of girls on drugs.
No.
Wow.
And this was your boyfriend.
So now my ass was curious. This girl didn't know me and my boo were together since I just met her that night. So I messaged her and asked her what guy she's talking about. She described my boyfriend to the T, so I was like, is his name Alex?
No.
She says, yeah. This guy is a predator, and he takes advantage of girls that are fucked up. Long story short, I approached my boyfriend about it, and he claims that it's all rumors and that these girls are all starting stuff with him for no reason. It's hard to believe him because I'm always worried about this happening to us. He's upset that something like this is coming between us, so he promised to stop using drugs and stop hanging out with those friends. I trust that he didn't do anything, but when you're messed up on drugs, it alters your state of mind and makes you forget. Should I believe him? Should I believe these girls, or should I forget about all of them and just do me? I have no reason to think these girls would lie to me, especially since they didn't know me, but I don't want to leave my boyfriend if I don't have proof of anything either. Please help.
Wow.
That's heavy.
That's, ooh. I felt the pain in it, because I've definitely been not, I won't say similar situation in the details, like, you know, the drug use and being aggressive towards other women, but I know what it feels like to think someone is one way and then be hit with the reality that they are absolutely not that person. But yeah, I know what it feels like to go through that. So that is the worst feeling, especially when you find out that the person is like abusive or something that you just didn't sense. It makes you feel crazy because you're like, how did I not sense this? How did I not see this? So I know right now you're what's that meme with the crab when the room is like in a blur?
Yeah.
Like that is your life right now. I know it. But I mean, only thing that's a little bit tricky about it is that these girls don't know you, so they'd have no reason to just say that, you know?
Right.
I mean, I guess it's unfair to say that, like, they, you know, to side with them and not side with your boyfriend, because it's your boyfriend. You always want to side with him. It's supposed to be your best friend, you know? But that's tricky, because the girls, like, I don't get why they would just say that, you know? Especially saying he's known for it. Like, I don't know. People lie all the time on each other, but I don't know. The fact that it wasn't directed at you, that you just happened to see that and then you investigated deeper to find out and it turned out to be your boyfriend, like, it almost to me would make me feel like it's true. Because there was no intention. You know, it wasn't like the girl hit you, like, your boyfriend. Like, there was
you
no
came across
connection.
The Snapchat and seen that.
You just
for your
found
damn
out
self.
For yourself. So to me, that would make me feel like this has to be true. I don't know. That's
for me,
tough.
Because it seems like the information fell into your lap. And when things happen like that for me,
signs.
It's a sign. And if your boyfriend, it's your boyfriend, so you know how he is, or you think. So with what you know and what you think you know, you should take it upon yourself to decide whether you want to investigate and find out more, or take him for his word. But if you find out that he has slipped up and he is still hanging out with these same people, you need to go on ahead and figure out what the fuck is going on. And I say that in the best way that you would feel comfortable doing, but you need to get to the bottom of this as quickly as possible. The moment, I've already received my red flag, but if you feel
received.
Like, you know, if you feel like he's going to change and you're going to be able to work on this as of right now, and he's being true to his word, sure. But
also her intuition seems to be going apeshit, because you said you are always worried about him cheating. Why would you be with someone that you're not at peace with, that you're always worried about them cheating?
Absolutely.
And then they're doing these drugs and people not coming home. Those aren't the greatest signs of, like, a relationship that's going to keep you, like, happy. And,
right.
You know, that sounds toxic and it sounds worrisome. It sounds heavy. You say he's, like, the best. He's great. I mean, I don't know how great it can be if you're that worried all the time, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, the relationships that I find great are the ones that bring me like a sense of calm where I don't have to like worry about the typical bullshit. You know, right. That's the relationships that I'm like, this is a great relationship.
Right.
I think that sometimes you have to pay attention to what the root cause of the issue is, right? You expressed very clearly that your issue was the fact that he used drugs.
Right.
You're not comfortable with that, period. The alleged infidelity, the alleged, you know, sexual predatory behavior, all those things are byproducts of the drug usage. And so if you're not comfortable with the fact that that's a part of his life, that's a fight that's way too big for you to take on, and I think that it's time to go. Because that is what the problem is. It has nothing to do with him cheating or any of that. It's the drugs. And so if you are not, and that's not judging anybody that does drugs, whatever. All I'm saying is if that's not your thing and you're not comfortable with that, then and it's not changing, then obviously this is not a situation that's beneficial for you or him, honestly, because it just becomes toxic.
Right.
So I say go on and hit it down the street. I don't even know why you wrote it. Lemonade just came out. Like, you got all the inspiration you need.
Yourself.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just watch Lemonade and go on about your business. And
true.
Wish him the best and let him know that you're leaving him, but you're not, like, leaving him because you're sick of him, but you just can't get with that part of his life and you want the best for him, but that doesn't work for you. And go ahead about your life because you deserve to have a complete relationship. And you
you're
deserve
young.
To enjoy the 21? Experience. She's 21, yeah.
And kudos to you for being tolerant and open-minded to date someone, you know, different from you that uses drugs and you are not a drug user. Kudos to you for that. But in this particular case, he wants to be out in them streets and do them drugs more than he wants to do them drugs and come home to you.
And it's
so
obvious.
Yeah, and I mean, only thing I'll say just as from woman to woman and you're 21, it's a war to be in a relationship with someone that's in that level of pain. It's a war to try to get through to get them to change, which you can't because that's just not how life works.
Nope.
So at 21, I'm thinking, like, don't do that to yourself. I've put my life on hold so many times trying to save people, trying to change people, trying to hope that my pure love, you know how women, we're nurturers. Mm-hmm. We will be dragged through hell and back for someone we love in hopes that it clicks in their mind at some point, but you're way too young. I don't think you should do it.
Okay.
And that's me saying it because I've done it. And while it helped me grow as a woman, so I appreciate the lessons, I don't want you to have to do that. You know, find a free, calm, happy college love.
Get you a cute little rebound, you know what I'm saying? You still young. Get your little rebound because that's, you know, rebound season sometimes goes hard.
Rebound season.
You find out how bad of a bitch you really are. Then you be like, damn, I can pull this. Well, what's next? So,
Because love with him is just going to be war. It is. That's someone you're going to have to try to save.
Right.
And it's like, do you want that?
Because at some point, there's going to have to be a decision made. And if they don't choose you...
Well, he already has basically said that he's going to do whatever you want to do, period.
I
That's
told
what
you,
I'm
I
saying.
Got,
like,
right.
It's time to
the
go.
The first red flag has been...
Well, no, didn't he say he'd stop the drugs?
Now that she brought the shit to him about the rumor.
Right.
But unfortunately...
But when it was just the drugs, you know, he chucked up
what
the
What I don't like is that he allowed you to be pressured... You know,
at
the party, that I don't like because that's not a good sign.
And she
I'm all for us having different lifestyles. Do what you do. But if you see like your people's
right.
knocking me because I don't do it and I'm your girl, why would you be cool with that? You have to speak up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even allow that to take place. That shouldn't even be an option. Your friends should know, like, no, don't fuck with her. Like, she don't
do
it and leave her alone.
And do that shit in front of her either. Like,
yeah, leave her alone.
You know.
Super, super pothead.
I don't
like
that.
If I was out with somebody and they don't smoke at all and, like, people are like, you sure you're not going to hit this? Like, you need to leave them alone. Like,
right.
I don't care.
That's not cool.
How far in the clouds I'm going, I'm making sure like my shit is right with whomever I'm with. So
yeah, your real friends or people that really care about you, whether it's relationship or friendships, they are cool with your limitations and they're not gonna make you feel bad for it. And
as
if they push you, it's annoying.
You know. Like, I mean, it ain't somebody that's like, you know, well, I can't listen to the music with the cussing or something. Like, you know, like all of that, like
secular,
you can just meet me there or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, But something serious like drug use, fuck that.
Right, like
know.
Telling you, come on, do the coke. It's like, what?
Right, like, no.
Yeah, that part was the biggest red flag for me. Because your boyfriend's supposed to protect you. So if he's not even seeing that as a choice, that's like
And that's not how drugs work either. So don't let this be like a... Like, it's not... No one's supposed to pressure you to do anything. Nobody's supposed to allow... Your boyfriend, like, your dude, is not supposed to even allow people to do that shit in front of you, honestly, if you don't do that.
Yeah,
so it's, like, low-key disrespectful.
Too.
It's so disrespectful to you, so you need to just go on down the street. And that's it. And thank you for writing in. And write us back and let us know what happened.
Yeah, give us an update.
Write us back and let us know.
Save yourself from that war, girl. Trust me. So what's the black business of the week today?
Why did you like that run? No. I don't know what that was about. So here we have a new bomb black business. Y'all know I loves to eat, and I hope y'all loves to eat too.
I loves to eat.
I took a trip down to Lolo's Seafood Shack, and I actually discovered this place. It's on 116th and Frederick Douglass. Lolo's Seafood Shack is in Harlem.
I take my mom there.
Bomb black owned business. Bomb good ass food. Actually, the first time I went was when I was... hanging out with Latasha. Shout out to Latasha from Sit Black and Relax, the web series that I hosted the screening for. She took me there, had bomb-ass food. I went back again, had some bomb-ass food. The service is cool. It's a really dope spot. Just go try it. If you like seafood, if you like crab cakes, if you like fried food, if you like bomb-ass french fries, if you like condiments, they got a little bit of everything, some cool-ass dipping sauces. So Lolo Seafood Shack, 116th and Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's actually 303 West 116th. Yeah, I had to shout her out because this black woman, she changed her... the restaurant is the Seafood Shack, but it's part of her Island Time hospitality group. So, you know, when people make their hospitality groups, that means she's going to do more than one restaurant. So we got to support this endeavor so we can get this young lady another restaurant.
That's dope.
And, you know,
yeah,
keep
we'll
people
support.
Working, keeping the food going.
I'm definitely going to check it out. I don't eat seafood, obviously, but my mom is a seafood
We
head,
should have,
so.
Like, a friends on family day and bring your mama out.
Nah, that'd be cute.
Hey, friends, mama.
Hey, friends, mama.
My mom is such fans of y'all, so she probably bug out.
I'm such a fan of your mom. Right. For her to have given us you, it's like...
You are funny.
I'm telling you, friend, you changed lives. We're not about to do this again like we did last
we
week.
We need
but
to say.
I just want to say that.
No, but I definitely want to take her. Oh, Mother's Day is coming up, right?
Mother's Day is coming up.
When is that, like in two
See,
weeks?
Mother's Day. That was another thing about Lemonade. Beyonce as a mom. No, I'm just playing. But I really did have a point for that. But
no.
I'm just
I was like, what?
Because, you know, as a mother, to put that out there, to say I am Beyonce and I have been cheated on, but then to kind of go through that process and then, you know, have this for your daughter to see later, like, you know, this nigga made a mistake and niggas do, but he had to work for it. Like, bomb pussy Beyonce, like, what are you saying on the record? Like, anyway.
That's why y'all niggas need to stop getting caught. Like, that's what the problem is.
Justin,
like,
don't say
it.
Like,
no.
It's
Beyonce.
You see what happened when you get caught cheating? Lemonade. Like, that's why you need to look.
Or maybe you just
no,
shouldn't
that's
when you
why,
have Beyonce.
That's why y'all need to stop dating people when you're hurting. That's what it is.
I hurt. And now we have a
Justin said stop getting
y'all
caught.
Y'all niggas need to quit getting caught.
You know
damn.
How many dudes started clapping at that
Like, that's what the problem is.
They,
see
they,
what
they got
that was
caught?
Dustin's lemonade.
They got up there was like, woo, 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 woo. I like that one. I like that one.
Have enough respect, you know? Put some respect on it. They're like, have enough respect to figure out how to not get caught. You should care enough about your girl to say, you know what? Or your man or whatever. Because ladies, y'all asses be cheating just as much. So you should have enough respect for your partner to be like, yo, I would never want to hurt your feelings, you know, and make you think that I am. Yes, I too am having sex with somebody outside of our relationship. So I'm going to work extra hard so that you don't have that devastation.
Oh,
you know
my
what I'm
God,
saying?
Dustin.
Y'all niggas need to quit getting caught. Go second and quit getting caught on a petty. On a petty note, this week's edition of On a Petty Note
oh, Lord.
Is concerning
you
lemonade.
Know, God inspired.
Okay? This week's this week's episode of On a Petty Note is concerning lemonade, right? Okay? Stop getting caught cheating. And it's just that simple. Ain't no trick of the trade. Ain't no secret. No ancient Chinese secret. No trade secrets, you know. Stop getting caught cheating. Care enough about the person that you're dealing with if you're going to cheat. Care enough about the person that you're dealing with to go above and beyond to make sure that they are not embarrassed or devastated by finding out that you're cheating. The whole point is the thrill.
I tapped out. I'm letting him get his
thrill. The whole point is the thrill of the taboo part of the fact that you're not supposed to be doing this. So that means you should work extra hard to keep it a secret. So stop getting caught and hurting your partner. That's what the problem is. The hurt comes in when y'all get caught, because if they didn't know, they wouldn't know.
Stop dating people to try to fix your mommy and daddy issues.
Hell yeah, and quit dating people that's dumb enough to get caught cheating all the time. Oh my gosh. God damn, man.
We love you guys. I'm going to end this with hashtag. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just add that in.
Okay.
We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, Ty, you can cut that part out. I was like, we'll try it again. Thank you guys so much for listening. Yes. We love you guys
hashtag
so much.
Yes.
Paper over petty.
Don't get caught, man.
Hashtag don't get caught.
Right. Damn.
Hashtag mommy issues. Hashtag we love you guys. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Formation.